Tell them who you are.
What?
Tell them who you are.
I'm Morton Smith.
What year did you graduate?
1942. Okay. I graduated in 42.
I'm Ryan Hobbs.
I'm Isaiah Dunn.
I'm Nashwan Hoke.
I'm Simon Casey.
Yeah. And I'm Kathy Smith Rising.
We have a couple questions for you.
All right.
What was your childhood like?
What was your childhood like?
My what?
Your childhood. What was it like when you were growing up as a little boy?
Wasn't nothing like it is now, see. Didn't nobody have anything. In 1932, that was Hoover days. Didn't nobody have a job or anything, nowhere to work. And when they started the gym, they, WPA is something Roosevelt started back when he was elected presidency, the WPA, and they give them a job there at 25 cents an hour. That was what they made, 25 cents an hour to build the gym, see. Mm-hmm. That was starting about, they started in 33 and finished in 34, I think.
Mm-hmm. And wow. How old were you when that was going on?
I was 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah. He was born, Daddy was born in 1922. Tell them how you and Martha Sue, how'd y'all get to school from down Barton Shoals Road when you were little?
I remember had a buggy and horse and had to pull a horse that had a trailer. I mean, not a trailer, but a little thing they call them buggies, see? A little buggy. That's why I went to school, see. And about 1926 or 7, they got a school bus. That was the first school bus they had at school. About 1926.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you just had one bus?
That was the first school bus they had in Old Corner County.
Yeah.
It went down Bonnet Shoals Road and back up Flat Rock Road.
So you had one bus for all the kids?
Just one bus.
Well, there weren't that many kids back then. How many people were in your class?
Back the whole school at that time, it was 325 people. That was from the first grade through the 12th. Well, 325.
Wow.
And some of the classes now are almost that big, see. But it just wasn't anybody that lived, I mean, didn't nobody have nothing much. Didn't nobody have no jobs, and most all the business was farming. And at one time they grew lots of cotton, but the boll weevil came along, and the boll weevil ate the cotton up, so they had to quit. They quit raising cotton, see. But now they have conquered the boll weevil, and they grow. They've conquered the boll weevil, and they grow cotton there, big fields of it, and boll weevil don't bother, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, did you have a nickname?
No, I was always just Morton Smith.
Okay.
I didn't have a nickname.
Did you like school?
Yeah, I liked school. I liked to go to school.
Why did you like it so much?
Huh?
Why did you like it?
Well, you with other people, say, you when you live in the country, you don't have. Ain't nobody close to you. You don't have a lot, nobody to play with or nothing, see. Mm. I mean, no other families live close, see. Mm. And you live out in the country back there then, see. And
it was the same way when I because I grew up just a few miles up the road from where he grew up. So we lived on the same road, grew up on the same road. And this would have been in 67 to 77 that there were no subdivisions down Barnett Shells Road. There were no, if I wanted to go somewhere, then we, my sister and I would get on our bike, and it might be a mile to get to the next house where there were kids my age to play with, you know. So, and it would have even been fewer houses back in the 30s down Barnett Shells Road.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, we enjoyed school because we got to be around other folks, you know. It was fun, yeah.
What was the worst thing you did at school when you were a kid? What was the worst thing you did at school when you were a kid?
Worst thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of a bully, I guess. I mean, nowadays, that's what I would have been, a bully, see. Because I was bigger than most of them. Mm-hmm. And more athletic, and I could, you know, I could always whip all of them. So, yeah. You know. And
did you get in fights?
Huh?
Did you get in fights?
Yeah, I have fights. Yeah.
Lord, Daddy.
They couldn't do it with me because I was stronger than they were.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Did you get in trouble for it?
No, they have fights at school. Yeah, they're fist fights.
What was your most memorable memory of school? Like, what's the most vivid memory?
Well, I guess when I played basketball, I could have graduated in 41, but I stayed over one more year to play basketball. Mm-hmm. And I was the first fellow from, graduated from Oconee County High School that got an athletic scholarship to a big college. I got an athletic scholarship to Georgia, see, to play baseball and basketball.
Wow.
That's really cool.
The first man ever. Now, there was a man a few years older than Daddy that got an athletic scholarship to Tech, to Georgia Tech, but he was the first Oconee County boy or person to get an athletic scholarship to the University of Georgia. Yeah. And it was a double, baseball and basketball.
Amazing.
He's a man, yeah.
That's great.
Were there any teachers or other adults that impacted your life when you were growing up?
Huh?
Were there any adults or teachers that impacted your life when you were growing up?
What?
What do you say? He's adult, like any of your teachers or
coaches.
Other coaches or any adults that really made a big impact on you when you were a kid?
Well, my principal, he always liked me because he was a basketball coach, see? And that's when they paddle people to school, see? Mm-hmm. I mean, if Ed had a big paddle, they'd, you just do something bad, they'd put the paddle on you. You can't do that now. But back then, they could put the paddle on you.
So what was your principal's name?
Mr. Strickland.
Yeah, Mr. Strickland.
Yeah.
From.
And the principal's name was Mr. Osmond. And they just remodeled his house he used to live in out there. And they want $1,100,000 for it now.
Wow.
And that was what he lived in when he taught school that was principal of Oconee County High School, see. He lived in that house. And they just remodeled it. and it looked like a brand new one, but it's old. I mean, it's old, way beyond old times.
Daddy, tell them about the, I don't know, I'm jumping in. Y'all, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay.
What was your favorite part about Rocket Hall?
Huh?
What was your favorite part about Rocket Hall?
What was my favorite what?
Part about Rocket Hall.
Did y'all call it Rocket Hall back in?
No.
What'd y'all call it? The gym?
Huh?
The gym?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now they call it Rocket Hall.
Yeah, oh, they do, yeah.
Yeah.
We just call it the gym, see? And, I probably played more, made more baskets than anybody ever played there, see. Mm-hmm. I made 40 points in one game.
Wow.
And I made them before halftime, didn't play the second half. I made 40 points in the first half, see.
Dang.
In 16 minutes, I made 40 points.
Tell them about the, didn't you make a half court or a three quarter court shot?
Yeah, oh, and playing in Athens, and I made three from the foul line on the other end, because they was guarding me before I get to the center line. And I made three shots, and I made two of them, see.
From the half court line.
From the,
wow.
I mean, way back behind the, back in the free throw line on the, on the far end, see.
Oh, from the free throw line on the opposite side.
Yeah, on the opposite side.
I tried to do that one time. I missed really bad.
Do you play?
This fella from plays Golden State now. I mean, not Golden State, the team that won the pro basketball. That little fella can dribble so. He can shoot him that far. Yeah. I saw him shoot one game one day and made it. But he's a real good shooter now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was a real good shooter.
What's the most points you ever got in a game there?
40.
40.
That's 40 I scored in the first half and didn't play the last half.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to play basketball and baseball?
Huh?
Why did you choose to play basketball and baseball?
Well, I was just athletic, like, and I like to do that, see. Hmm. And back when I was small and y'all, we had a, you know, fireplace, have a chimney out there, and I stay out there all day long and throw a ball against that chimney and catch it back, see. Throw against that chimney and catch the ball, see.
Didn't your dad put you a hoop or something on the barn?
Yeah, what? I had a round ring on the ball on the barn that I shot basketball. See, I had a little rubber ball about like that I shot. It wasn't a basketball, it was just a rubber ball.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned how to shoot from that. And I was left-handed too, see, and mudding me. Wasn't lots of people left-handed back at then.
What was your least favorite part of the gym and why?
Huh?
What was your least favorite part of it and why? Like Rocket Hall, which that was called the gym, right? What was your least favorite part about the gym?
What did you not like about the gym? What was the least favorite thing about the gym?
Well, it just didn't set many people. It wouldn't be about 500, about all the people get in there, see. And they have to keep it locked. And a lot of times on the weekends, we had a boy would climb in that upper window, about high as the ceiling here.
Yeah.
Go on top of the building, and he could get under the window, and he'd jump down to the floor. Come around and unlock the door, see, on the weekend, and we'd go in that place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bad, you know, playing bad.
Playing bad. Playing rough.
Did you ever get caught?
Huh?
It? Did you ever get caught sneaking into the gym on the weekends?
Never.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
I worked in the field, plowed a mule. Plowed a mule. You know what a mule looks like, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I plowed a mule, see. That's how I didn't have no tractors. Wasn't any tractors to do it. I had to do it all with a mule and a plow, see. And that's, I plowed in the fields many days, from sun up to sun down. It wasn't no 8 hours, it was all about 12, 14 hours. See.
What crops did you farm?
Huh?
What kind of crops did you farm?
We made corn and cotton and had big gardens, grew lots of vegetables and canned them. Had lots of canned food, see. Mm-hmm. We canned the vegetables and have them during the winter. We grew hogs. We have about 4 or 5 hogs and killed them, and that was our meat we had during the year, see. We'd salt it down in a big old box about as big as this table, see. Cut it up after dressing and salt, put salt on it and salt it down, see. And after it stayed in there about 6 weeks, you could hang it up and it wouldn't ever spoil, see. Because it had so much salt on it.
Salt, cured ham, or porks, or sausage too.
Huh?
Sausage, did y'all make sausage? And
Yeah, we made sausage, you know, out of the hog, part of, made sausage.
How many acres did y'all plant and plow? How many acres?
About 80 acres. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Were you paid to do it?
Huh?
Did you get paid for plowing the field?
No. I was working for daddy. You work for your daddy, see, you don't get no pay.
You got supper and breakfast and lunch.
You don't get no pay when you work for your daddy, see.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like he gets y'all to do something, clean the yard up or something there. See, he don't pay you.
No. Yeah.
Did, at the time, how old were you or what year did y'all get running water in the house and electricity house?
We didn't have electricity down the, wasn't no electricity come down the road at that time. And that was about 1935. We got finally run electrical line down there. And we got the house wired for electricity, just drop cords, for $12. That's all it cost to have the house wired for electricity, see, back at it. Cost $12. Mm-hmm. Have the house wired.
Were you excited when you got electricity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was nice. And had a well out there and you had to draw water. It didn't have pumps in it. Had a chain that goes down in the well, mm-hmm, with two buckets on each end of it, see. And when this bucket here was pouring the water out of that bucket, the other one would be down on the well filling up, see. And then you just put that bucket back in chain, draw it up, see. You had to draw the water out of the well.
Yes.
Didn't have no pump at that time, see. And that's back in 1940, in the 40s, before we ever got a well pump. In late 30s, 35, 36, somewhere along there.
You said you went to the University of Georgia. What was it like back then versus what it is now?
Well, it wasn't about 6,000 students at University of Georgia when I went over there. And I went 1 year, then I went in service for 3 years. I was in the Air Force. I worked on B-17.
Wow.
And when And then when I came back, I played baseball and basketball for Georgia 1946, 1947, and 1948. That was my last year, 1948. Then I signed a professional baseball contract with Atlanta. Cool. And I played baseball in the minor leagues for 5 years, but I wasn't a prospect because I was too old at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't fool me if you done got up 25 years old or something like that, see, you was too old, wasn't a prospect to make the big leagues, see.
Yeah.
But biggest mistake I made was first year I came back, it was a fellow scout that followed us all the year. Every year we played baseball. His name was Joe Tinker, and he was scout for Boston Braves. And when it ended that in 1946, he wanted to sign me to a contract to send me to Milwaukee, which is AAA ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I turned him down because I wanted to go back to school, see. But he wanted to sign, and if I'd signed him, I could have went to the big league, see.
Yeah.
As a baseball player. But I turned it down, and you know, it's just one of those things that you realize later that is wrong, see. I should have took that offer, see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't really have any more questions.
Oh, I have one. Okay. When you played baseball, did you win any championships?
Huh?
When you played baseball, did you win any championships?
Did I what?
When did your baseball teams win any championships? Tell them about your minor league baseball and where all you played.
Yeah, I played baseball, signed with Waycross. That's the team I played with, Waycross, Georgia. That was a farm team from Atlanta. I was Glad D at that time. And they had assigned right to the last of the year, 1 year, and they played playing Valdosta in the playoffs, and Waycross had beat Valdosta the whole year, hadn't beat them, and I was a pitcher and an outfield. I played center field for Georgia, and pitched some, but I was pitching for that team, Waycross. And I went over and pitched a one hitter, and we beat one the first game. Then the next game, I came back in the sixth inning and pitched the rest of it. And during that time, they walked two fellas to get to me. Thought I was pitching, couldn't hit. And I hit one against center field fence with the bases loaded, see, and we beat them a doubleheader. And I was winning pitching both games. See.
Wow.
In another game, down at Miami Beach, I played down there 2 years. I went in, the manager knew I could pitch. And the fella come to the bat, and the score was tied, and he told me to go out there, swap places with the first baseman. I was the first baseman down there. And I went into the pitch, and the pitcher went to first, see. And I threw one pitch and got him out. And the other fellow pitched the rest of the game, but I was a winning pitcher. Yeah. We come back in and scored 2 or 3 runs, see. And that was I was the last fellow to pitch, see, before they got the run.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you determine the winning pitcher, see.
Tell them, where's the most interesting place you ever played baseball?
Miami Beach, I guess.
Who, didn't you go to Cuba?
Oh, yeah, we went to Cuba 5 times a year, played down there. Played down at Cuba. We'd go there 5 times a year.
Wow.
Had 5 games down there.
This was before they, of course, closed it off and you couldn't go to Cuba. And I believe that.
Boy, you could go to Cuba then.
Yeah.
That's when Castro first started off. But he'd be at every game. Castro would be at every game we played. He had a certain place they sit, and you'd see him sitting there. That's that dictator, you know, they had for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. Not too many people did that, have done that.
It's crazy. Yeah.
What about when you played at Georgia? Playing basketball at Georgia, and y'all played it.
I played Madison Square Garden one game. We went up and played St. John's, and they wore us out. They beat the hound out of us. But we still played basketball in Madison Square Garden, see? I did. And you know, there ain't many people ever played basketball in Madison Square Garden, see? That's that big place in New York, see?
Yeah. What sport did you like more? Did you like baseball or basketball more?
Well, I like baseball better than I did basketball, yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever try any other sports?
No, I wasn't. They wanted me to go out and play football at Georgia, but I didn't weigh about 170 pounds. I told them, no, sir, I'm too little. I mean, I didn't weigh enough to all them boys. Some of them were, you know, 200 or 300, see. Mm-hmm. I couldn't handle them. But I could run fast, see.
Yeah.
And they thought I'd make a good split receiver. But I told them, no, I wasn't going to play no football.
Show them your hands. Show him your hands.
Wow. My hands.
He could grip a basketball. Yeah. I got my mama's hands, so I didn't get his.
I don't have big hands.
You got a nice size hand there. You got long fingers, yeah. Yeah, you got long fingers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Did y'all used to have dances at the gym? Did y'all do, what else did y'all do in the gym?
Well, once a year they'd have some kind of dance in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the school would.
Mm-hmm.
Once a year at the gym, old gym. Mm-hmm.
When I started, Daddy, I'll tell y'all this. I think this is a neat story. When I was probably about 10 or 11. First place I ever played basketball, was in the Rocket Hall or the gym. And we went there to try out, I think, for 8th grade basketball. And I couldn't, it was Coach John Michael, and I couldn't, my very first attempt at the standing at the free throw line, I couldn't get the basket. I couldn't make it to the basket. It was like perfect if it was about 2 feet further, you know. So that was my first attempt, and of course he was trying to teaches and help us. My sister was like 11 months younger. And so what he did at home for us is he bought us a basketball goal and nailed it to a pine tree, okay? And then he took there was this hill of red dirt, and he shoveled that red dirt into a wheelbarrow, shoveled it over to this, underneath this tree, multiple wheelbarrows full of red dirt, smoothed it out so it was as smooth as this tabletop, wet it down with water and then just rolled it over. So he packed it, he made us a clay, red clay basketball court for my sister and I and whoever else to play basketball.
Wow.
So I sat there and stood there and shot many a basket. I used to do 100 every day at that pine tree on that red clay court that he made me. Because we didn't have any paving back there at the house. And it was the most level place in our yard.
And on the time we went to New York, played Madison Square Garden, we played there one night and left there and went to Buffalo, played Buffalo the next night. And that's the night that they had a hotel fire in Atlanta that killed a lot of people. It's fire, you just burned them up, see. And we was up on about the 40th floor in Buffalo on one of them tall hotels, see. You know, think about what if it caught on fire, see, what would we do, see?
Didn't y'all used to have like ropes and things like that you took with you? I thought you had something.
When I run the feed mill, all the sailors had a rope.
Oh.
Lots of them had a rope. I mean, the rope had a rope 100 foot long, and they would stay in a hotel, and they wouldn't want to be over 100 foot high, so if it caught on fire, so they could come down that rope.
Yeah.
They carried the rope in a little box. See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get y'all through.
Yeah,
yes,
we will see y'all.
Thank you for coming.
Yep, thank you.
Thank y'all. That was really nice.